talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, and Charleston's online home show, charlestonhomeanddesign.com, this is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
Lonely Riverside, wait for me. I'll be coming home, wait for me.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was by the Righteous Brothers, Unchained Melody, in addition to the great Chris Isaacs, Talking About a Home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ashley Rowell. In addition to our radio show, Talking About a Home, we also published Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the Charleston Home and Design Show, which took place about 3 weekends ago. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking with Jay Miller. He is the CEO of HWC Custom Cabinetry, and they are a very sought-after cabinetry shop in North Charleston. Lots of high-end interior designers and custom builders have flocked to HWC Custom Cabinetry to have them fabricate custom cabinetry for their homes, and we'll be talking with Jay. Also, we've got a bit of a theme going with today's show. We're going to be talking with representatives from three different lumber yards here in the Charleston area: 84 Lumber, Ronnie Honeycutt, also Tal Sexton with the Building Center, and also Taylor Kemp with Buck Lumber and Building Supply. And we're going to be talking specifically about some of the problems that homeowners have been experiencing with regard to exterior pressure-treated lumber not lasting as long as maybe it should. The formula for the pressure-treated lumber was changed about 10 to 20 years ago, and it's causing a lot of homeowners to have to replace their decks, their exterior wood staircases. A lot of exterior products that were used with pressure treated lumber after the EPA forced them to change their formula. But it's going to be a very, very interesting interview there. But joining us now is our content manager, Ashley Rowell. How are you doing, Ashley?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. Ashley, talk about what you do here and some of the great deals that are available in if you sign up for our newsletter.
Yeah, so I help out. I am also an editor, and I also run our social media as well as put together a weekly e-newsletter. And in that e-newsletter, we send one out on Wednesdays and we send one out on Thursdays. And the one on Wednesdays is a broken down version of our latest issue of our magazine. So that's fantastic. If you only have a little bit of time and want to catch those bits and pieces of our magazine, that would be great for you to sign up for, as well as our sales e-newsletter that goes out on Thursdays. And in this e-newsletter, we have Atlantic Bedding and Furniture is doing a huge promotion where you buy more and get more. So you will receive a $100 MasterCard reward with every $1,000 qualifying purchase at their showroom. Backyard Retreats is also doing something similar where you can get free in-pool bar chairs for if you're one of the first five clients who purchase over $5,000 in pool furniture, and they're having a lot of online deals as well. And then Brownswood Nursery and Landscape, indoor plants are 25% off, and pottery is also 25% off. I think that's a really great deal. I think I'm going to go get myself some indoor plants from
Definitely.
There. Mm-hmm. And lastly, the Building Center is offering smart vents now. And if you open a new business account, you can only pay $180 for each vent.
Well, that's great. Well, Ashley, you're responsible for those very entertaining, creative reels on that people can see on our social media. Talk about that a little bit.
Yes, please give us a follow at CHG Mag on Instagram, and then we are on Facebook at Charleston Home and Design as well. And then you can also find us on Pinterest. Michaela helps me out on Pinterest, our managing editor, and she pins really beautiful homes. But the reels I have had so much fun making, and you can get a little bit about the behind the scenes of what goes on when we create this magazine and the behind the scenes of photo shoots and kind of what we do on a day-to-day basis. And so I'm really enjoying experimenting with our Instagram, but
Good.
Please give us a follow at Charleston Home and at Charleston Home and Design Magazine on Facebook and at CHG Mag on Instagram.
And you had a goal you set for yourself in terms of adding followers. Have we reached that goal?
Yes, we have. I had a goal to grow our Instagram following to 22,500, and we're already at that. We're at 22,600, and we're in February, so I wanted to hit it by March, so we're already ahead of the game.
Well, great. Well, definitely visit those different channels for social media, and hope you enjoy today's show and have a great weekend. And now we're talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry. How you doing, Jay?
Doing great, Tim. How about yourself today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Jay, take a moment and tell our listeners all about HWC Custom Cabinetry.
Sure, Tim. HWC Custom Cabinetry, we design, build, and install custom cabinetry for your home, office, really kind of any place that you might need or want cabinetry, especially if you need anything special or specific or just looking to step up the quality in what you're doing.
All right, very good. And I am looking at the HWC Custom Cabinetry ad in Charleston Home and Design magazine, and it's a beautiful kitchen project that HWC Custom Cabinetry did, a powder blue painted cabinetry, and underneath your name, it says fine European style cabinetry. Can you tell our listeners, describe for our listeners what fine European style cabinetry is?
Absolutely, Tim. That's a great question. And probably maybe almost in that picture seemed potentially a tiny bit at odds with the picture a little bit, perhaps. I think as folks think about European cabinetry, they tend to probably think a little bit more modern styling, contemporary looks, clean lines, crisp lines oftentimes, and maybe some sharper colors or contrast sometimes. So there is that design aesthetic, and that's one that we're well known for in the area and very, very good at. But, you know, Charleston's a very traditional town, and so we do a lot of very traditional work, just like you see in that advertisement as well. But also underneath the hood, kind of the Europeans have really probably refined the art of cabinet making in a sense, especially coming out of World War II. They had to rebuild quickly and developed a lot of things that are kind of under the hood, if you will, that helped them produce good, high quality product efficiently. Both in terms of fabricating it and then also in terms of installation. So one of those things, like what we use, our leg leveling system. I can't speak today, but and those basically, instead of the traditional way, if you or listeners have watched cabinetry installed, frequently the box sits on the floor. They'll take some wood shims, kind of stuff it under there, and to level it up. A couple challenges with that is, you know, if they get wet or you have a little waterline issue, You know, that wood and the cabinet sides are very susceptible to water issues, regardless of what it's made out of, unless you're using really some outdoor rated stuff or outdoor, like a boat board or something. Or in our case, we utilize a leg leveling system that keeps it up out of the water. The other thing it does is for leveling the cabinetry, also is now when you put 1,000 pounds of stone slab on there or something, those pine shims that would go under traditional cabinetry do tend to give a little bit. So your cabinetry is no longer dead level plumb and square. But our leg levelers are not compressible. So they stay nice and flat. We laser level everything in the house when we're installing. Stone people tend to really like us because our cabinets are very, very flat even after they put stone on. So it's a good support for them, supporting an expensive stone slab. There's other things under the hood we go over with in our showroom with clients that we're looking at, how we attach wall cabinets to the wall that let us get them more level plumb and square than kind of your normal cabinets. And to especially deal with, you know, whether it's new construction, you know, things aren't dead level perfect. And then especially if we're down on the peninsula doing a remodel, kind of like what that project is, you know, you're dealing with, you know, a couple 100-year-old houses oftentimes. And, you know, that's its own challenge. So these systems are ideally suited for those types of environments like we have here.
Well, even new houses, sometimes the walls are not level and plumb either, right?
Yeah, I mean, lumber's getting pushed through faster and faster. And so, you know, trying to get that perfectly level plumb, or oftentimes, you know, that's not a priority in the budget because those things tend to take money to get better. And so it's like much of the building process, there's trade-offs and what are the things we value and are most important, and how do we make the most of our dollars, and kind of all that really ties together well.
Gotcha. HWC cabinetry has been around how long?
Well, we have just in 24, we celebrated our 20th year in business here in the local.
Oh,
country.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been an exciting ride, you know, so everything from pre-recession to COVID and now, you know, this has been a great place to live and work and raise our family and develop a team and just have wonderful clients to work with.
Well, very good. And HWC Custom Cabinetry, you folks have had a lot of success with working with local interior designers and custom builders. And why do some of these high-end custom builders and design professionals seek the work of HWC Custom Cabinetry?
That is likewise a good question, Tim, and something that I'm very sensitive to. When starting this company back in 2004, one of the things I went in with was, if we will simply do what we say we're going to do when we say we're going to do it, we would kind of beat out, if you will, over 90% of our quote competition. So even 20 years later, that's an extremely important core value for us. And so whether that's schedule, quality of materials, functional expectations, all of those things are part of that. But, and you know, occasionally things don't. There might be a snowstorm in the Northeast and products delayed. When those sorts of things happen, we reach out to our builders or clients as soon as we know those things to help kind of work through the project scheduling to mitigate those problems or potential impacts of those things, so much so that, you know, we're in the middle of you know, waterfront phase 3 luxury condominiums, or not just condominiums but multifamily homes over on Daniel Island, and we're the single source provider for all the condos out at the Cape at Kiawa as well, so almost 80 custom units out there. Similarly, and so the developers and clients have been extremely pleased that we've met those expectations time and time and time and time and time again. That's what we do on our single family homes and individual clients and builders as well. So that's certainly a big thing that is there. There's a obvious, I say obvious, but there's a certain level of quality that's expected. And after 20 years, you start seeing your product that's been installed for 20 years. So you really know that it is. We've engineered it very carefully. We've paid attention to the materials, the things we're fabricating from, and we've never let the bottom dollar of how much we're paying for a drawer guide or a piece of plywood or whatever be the sole determiner of what do we build this cabinet from. And so it's caused us to be very deliberate about sourcing materials, understanding what's in it, the quality testing that goes on with it, verifying those quality standards even as they come into the door of our facility before we use it to fabricate somebody's project, wanting to be very sure that we hit that time and time and time again.
Gotcha. Well, that must be quite a feather in HWC Custom Cabinetry's hat to have been chosen to provide all of the cabinetry for those two different condominium projects, the one out near Kiowa and the one on Daniel Island. How many different kitchens, and did you also do the bathrooms for both of those projects?
Yes, we did really the whole thing. So whether it's bathrooms, laundry rooms, built-ins, the kitchens and islands, pantries, you know, the Cape in particular was very custom. So room selection varied a good bit, as well as did what happened in those rooms. The project over at the waterfront was a little more streamlined, but there was still some owners that purchased early and were able to make changes. And we've had a number of clients that have either bought those units later or they had them and have reached back out to us sometime later to, hey, they want to add this or do this or change something about it, or, you know, just different projects they want done. So that's, it is, we're very humbled by that. I'm very cognizant of kind of, you know, how we started and the fact that we're operating in that arena as well as serving single family homes, I think is a good testament to our values and our team, the people we have on our team that make all that happen. We've invested heavily in technology to help facilitate these things. But at the end of the day, especially in this world of manufacturing construction, you've got to have the right people to deliver those things day in and day out.
Well, I can just imagine the logistical challenges with having to gear up to do 80 kitchens or 80 bathrooms or you know 80 laundry room cabinetry projects. And HWC Custom Cabinetry, I mean, you folks are a local business. You don't have some gigantic factory. How many employees does HWC Custom Cabinetry have?
Yeah. So we're kind of in the mid 20s right now. And, that's about where we're at presently.
It sort of reminds me of one of our previous creative director. He used to say, "I can't believe we pull off what we do at Charleston Home and Design Magazine. You know, every quarter with a new issue, and we've got about eight employees. So you with 20, I mean, that's an amazing feat to be able to do what you folks do with such a limited staff.
And we've got some great other resources. You know, we'll partner with different people or teams for different things. So we definitely brought in some other folks in the midst of some of those projects to help with that, but they were all on board with what we're doing and how we're doing it. So it was a real privilege to get to do those. We're very thankful.
Well, that's great. Jay, how can folks get more information about HWC Custom Cabinetry?
Tim, I would encourage anybody that's looking to remodel or do new cabinetry in any way, shape, or form, check us out on the web and get a sense of some of the projects we do. And just, they're all very collaborative. So our clients speak heavily into those designs. We don't just pull them out of thin air. But we do have a great design team, so we can if that's important. But then also give us a holler at 843-207-0750. Or they can contact us through our website via email there as well. And let's get together in our showroom, take a look at your project and how we might serve you best.
All right. We've been talking with Jay Miller with HWC Custom Cabinetry, and you can always find HWC Custom Cabinetry within the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Jay.
Thank you, Tim. Have a great day.
And now we're talking with Ronnie Honeycutt with 84 Lumber. How you doing, Ronnie?
Tim, I'm doing good. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak to you this morning.
You bet. Ronnie, take a moment and tell our listeners all about 84 Lumber.
84 Lumber was started back in the 1940s by Mr. Hardy, and now is owned by his daughter, Maggie. It's a wonderful company to work for. We're full building supply from framing, windows, doors, exterior trim, interior trim, stair parts, anything that you want in building your new home or remodeling your home.
Excellent. And 84 Lumber, you have two locations here locally?
Yes, sir. We have one here in Somerville, located at 2520 Northwest Long Beach, and also one in Mount Pleasant.
All right, very good. And what I wanted to have you tell our listeners about specifically is building materials that are used on the exterior of a person's home, and specifically pressure-treated lumber and perhaps composite materials that 84 Lumber sells. There have been a lot of decks and fences and exterior wood staircases, pool equipment stands, generator stands, HVAC yes. stands. That the pressure treated all of the they use pressure treated lumber that was installed 10 to 20 years ago, and some of that those materials are failing, mainly because the Environmental Protection Agency changed the formula that pressure treated lumber uses to make the pressure treated lumber last a long time. And so a lot of homeowners and builders are having to replace those different items in their home. When a builder or a homeowner comes to 84 Lumber, can you describe some of the different options that 84 Lumber can help a homeowner with regard to the exterior materials used on the exterior of someone's home?
Oh, absolutely. Well, we carry everything from Trex, which was the originator of the composite decking. We carry Fibron, Apex, all different types of composite material, which is made out. Some of them have kind of like a wood flower and plastic in it, and they're made made to resist mildew and stuff of this nature. But we also carry a full line of treated, and just kind of to address what you're saying, 20 years ago, we had a product in the treated called CCA, which was banned by the EPA here a few years back. But around 2010, they come up with some other chemicals. So the treated lumber is lasting longer than it did in that little space in between 2004, 2010. They were still trying to come up with a chemical to take the place. And one of the reasons they did away with that, it had a product in there. They were saying it had arsenic in there, which affected the builders of decks, people that cut the lumber. The wood dust was harmful. But they've come a long way since then. The treated lumber is better. They've got a good mixture. And the places that we get it, we've had it lasts longer. But, of course, these composite decks, they're going to be better. They've made them actually cooler also when you walk on them. When they first come out with them, it was a very hot product in the summertime. Mm-hmm. But they've really done a nice thing. You can buy the decking, also the handrails and stuff of that nature, where they're maintenance free. You don't have to paint them or do any maintenance to them.
Yeah, and if you ask any homeowner, would you prefer to have something that is low or no maintenance versus something that they're going to have to maintain on a regular basis? They will overwhelmingly say no maintenance if possible, but low maintenance for sure. And what would if a homeowner came in and said that, what would you tell them in terms of what 84 Lumber can help them with?
Yeah, absolutely. The Trex and the AZAC, those type of products. It is a fantastic product. It's low maintenance, easy to install. They got hidden fastener systems to put it down. So, there are folks that are a little bit more budget conscious, and they have to. Some of them have to go with like a treated deck. And I just kind of go over some of the things with maintenance and sealing the product correctly. That's going to get you some more life out of it as well. So the wood decks are not going away fully, but there are definitely a lot more options now than they have been in the past.
Mm, gotcha. When it comes to the composite materials, you mentioned Trex, for example.
Yes.
One of the things that that homeowners care about is they want the material to look authentic and not plasticky, for example. So, yes. What would you say to a homeowner about that?
Yeah, you got different grades of composite decking. You most definitely, if you get the contractor grade, lower grade, it could have, but even those have come a long way. They've really done a really nice job of getting a wood grain in it. I think compared to when it first come out, it did look a lot more like it was plastic, not real. But it we have like three different lines on display here. We special order because there's so many different colors and options that you could go with. It looks a lot more like real wood than it has in the past.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And how does it hold up, the composite material? How does it hold up if it's getting direct sunlight, for example? Does it fade or is that not an issue?
They have put some UV prohibitors in there to keep that from fading as much. Obviously, if you're in an area where it gets a direct sunlight, you do have you have more of a chance of it having some fading issues and stuff of that nature. But even on that right there, just keeping things keep it clean, pressure washed, things like that right there, the upkeep will definitely keep that from being as big of an issue.
And I've seen a lot of the composite materials. They mimic like a 5/4 deck board. They're the width of a 5/4 board that you see with a pressure treated version.
Sure.
Are there any that are like tongue and groove that look more like a traditional porch floor?
Yes, sir. They have of course, your standard is a 5/4 by 6 decking board, and you could get those in various lengths from 10s, 12s, 16s, 20 footers. But we also have the Charleston, especially this area, the 5/4 by 4 is very popular. So we have a product to kind of match that up. But yes, that is 5/4 by 4, 5/4 by 6 and 5/4 by 4 are available.
Okay. Gotcha. And that certainly gives you that traditional porch floor look that a lot of people seek. Well, very good. Well, how can folks get more information about 84 Lumber and the different exterior materials that we've been talking about today?
Well, I'm an outside salesman, so I'm more than glad to speak to someone anytime. They could call Ronnie Honeycutt at 84 Lumber in Somerville, South Carolina, and I'm more than glad to show them some different options. If they could stop by also, we could show them displays. But you can go to Trex.com. You could go to AZAC.com, TimberTech.com. And also, we, on our treated lumber, Because like I said, we still sell a lot of treated lumber for decks. We buy from Culpepper and CM Tucker on those products. Yellowwood, we order some items from. So we're pretty versed anyway, our customers, to better serve them and to kind of go with what they also, we sell ePay. That's something we didn't talk about. It's kind of like a hardwood type decking. A lot of folks, I do a lot of that down at Kiowa and Seabrook, stuff of that nature, and different items of that nature as well. But they can feel free to call us or contact us at 84 Lumber as well. We'd love to be a part of doing the remodel or their new home. We'd love to be a part of it.
Yeah, and you mentioned ePay. That's spelled I-P-E. It's pronounced ePay, and yes. And that's a very dense type of decking that you're right. A lot of people use, and because it will last practically forever. The only issue with that is you really can't paint or stain it. Is that right?
Yeah, you really wouldn't want to paint ePay, but people do stain. They stain ePay. Of course, it is a hardwood. You can scratch the surfaces and stuff of that nature, but it is absolutely a beautiful product when it's stained. And if you keep it up, it really has a very elegant look to it, kind of higher end. Like if you were doing something in some of these higher end neighborhoods and stuff of that nature, that would be a product you'd want to use. It's just absolutely a beautiful product.
Yeah, and if you don't stain it, which will, if you do stain it, you're going to be looking at having to stain it about how often to restain it?
I would say if you put it like Sickens or a high-end stain, it'll be less, but you would probably want to put something on it every year and a half, year and a half. It all depends, of course, how the sunlight hits it. If you have a lot of freeze and stuff of that nature, but it's just something that you'll be able to see by the wear and tear on it.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you didn't do anything, like if you didn't put anything on, it's going to gray out. It gets darker. One thing about it is something you could sand and you could resurface it at different times in that to change it if you like.
Yeah, and a lot of people do not stain it, and they let it as you said gray out. It becomes kind of a silvery look within about 6 months, and then you have that silvery look for the entire time that you have your deck, right?
That is correct. Yeah, I mean, even when it gets there, you can sand it and refinish it. And you can make it, I've seen people do that, and it brings it back just about like new when you do that.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of teak. When you buy teak, it's got kind of an amber look to it, and then within 6 months, it's going to turn gray. And
it
has kind of a weathered look, but it's very, very low maintenance from that standpoint. Well, very
that,
good.
That's correct.
Well,
yes, sir.
Well, we have been talking with Ronnie Honeycutt with 84 Lumber, and you can always find 84 Lumber within the pages of Charleston Home and Design magazine and on charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Thanks so much, Ronnie.
Hey, you're so welcome, Tim. Thank you very much for your time and the opportunity to speak to y'all today.
And now we're talking with Tal Sexton with the Building Center, and we are very proud to have the Building Center as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show, happening January 24th through the 26th at the North Charleston Convention Center Ballrooms. How are you doing, Tal?
I'm doing great. Hope you're doing well, too.
Yes, sir. Tal, take a moment and tell our listeners all about the Building Center.
The Building Center is a privately held company that was founded in 1977. We currently have 13 locations servicing most of North and South Carolina to contractors in the building industry, residential, commercial, multifamily segments. We have three truss plants. We have three door shops. And we have three especially yards that carry sheetrock and installed insulation. And we all deal with, of course, lumber and other building products.
Gotcha. And the building center, you won't find the building center right here in the immediate Charleston area. You're just outside of the Charleston metro. And I like to think of it as you're kind of in the cheap rent district, where you folks are in, Holly Hill. Is that right?
The Holly Hill branch. Yes, we have a branch there, but the branch that I'm at is about 20 minutes outside of Georgetown. We're actually closer to Andrews, South Carolina.
Gotcha.
We have, about 124,000 square feet warehouse here on 72 acres. So we have plenty of room to grow.
And the building center trucks are delivering materials to builders in Charleston, though, every day, right?
Yes, sir. Charleston up the East Coast to the Wilmington, North Carolina area.
Gotcha. Well, what would you say, homeowners are more involved with the decision-making when it comes to building a new custom home or remodel projects? What would you, and that homeowner could say to their builder, hey, I want you to buy the materials for our project from the building center. You know, a homeowner can spec that. And of course, builders can urge their clients, the homeowners, to also, to say, hey, I've been working, I'd like to work with the building center. But give some good reasons why, those folks should decide on choosing the building center, because they have other choices for building materials in Charleston.
That's very true. It's something I challenge my sales force with on a regular basis. Why should I buy from you when I have so many options? The thing that we take pride in is the service that we offer to the customers that we have. We have professional sales folks that have many years of experience in this industry. And this is an industry that does require a good bit of knowledge, from product knowledge to building codes knowledge, to make sure we pair the right product up with the right project. Because often that's not the case. People that aren't as knowledgeable as some of our experienced folks are would see something that they like, but it might not actually meet the building code. So mm-hmm. That's one thing that we try to educate our folks on. And we do regular product training classes here to keep all of my staff up on the latest trends and the latest changes in building codes and any new products that are available in the market.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so will someone notice any difference when they're working with the building center in terms of just the difference between the building center being outside of Charleston versus some of the lumber yards that are in Charleston?
No, sir. We are very similar to our brothers and sisters in the industry. What does set us apart is the level of service that we offer to our customers. Proximity to a job site does make a difference in some cases, but we have a full fleet of trucks and we're able to service any account with any product line just as well as anybody else is.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's the best way for folks to learn more about the building center?
Go to our website, tbcinc.us. It's a new website that we've just updated, and it has files there that you can view on the products that we offer, the vendors that we deal with, the services that are available, and it also has contact information for all of our locations. So whatever is the closest location to you, you can reach out to those folks directly and not have to go through a main switchboard line and get transferred.
Gotcha. All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Tal Sexton with the Building Center, and come out and see the Building Center at the Charleston Home and Design Show, January 24th through the 26th. And once again, thank you to the Building Center for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Home and Design Show. Thanks, Tal.
Thank you. It's our pleasure to be a sponsor.
And now we're talking with Taylor Kemp with Buck Lumber and Building Supplies. How are you doing, Taylor?
Doing great. Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Taylor, take a moment and tell our listeners all about Buck Lumber and Building Supplies.
Sure. We just celebrated our 50th year here in Charleston, and we do sell quite a bit of items. We have framing lumber, trusses, I-joists, windows and exterior doors. We have many products that go on the exterior cladding, fiber cement, brands like Hardy and Nichiha. We have True Exterior, which some people may know as Boral, which sort of behaves like a fiber cement. We do carry many different types of decking. We stock treated wet, treated kiln dried. We have Garapa and Ipe. We have two different colors of composite, Azek TimberTech, and then we also have Kebony in stock. And in addition to that, we carry some different profiles, a lot of which are treated and primed, like a crown that would go, you know, on the exterior, or a cove crown. We carry, you know, profiles that would go in this your porch ceiling. And then we carry like a lot of handrail type profiles that you would see on different projects around town.
Gotcha.
And then we also carry, you know, we do interior trim and interior doors as well and stair parts.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, good deal. Well, congratulations to Buck Lumber and Building Supply for celebrating your 50th anniversary. There's been a lot of ups and downs in those last 50 years, and it's great to see a local company like Buck Lumber surviving all those different challenges.
Absolutely.
Well, Taylor, today I wanted to talk to you about materials that are installed on the exterior of a home, and obviously the materials that are installed outside need to be able to weather the elements more than materials that are installed inside. So there's different types of materials that are installed on the exterior of your home. And can you talk about some of a lot of folks are replacing things like HVAC stands, pool equipment stands, wooden stringers and decking material that was installed 10 to 20 years ago, and the EPA made the lumber companies change their formula. And so the pressure treated products that are produced today are much better than they were when they were 10 to 20 years ago, when the formula was being tweaked. And a lot of folks are having to replace some of their wood, their pressure treated wood on the outside of their home. And if a builder or a homeowner came to you at Buck Lumber and said, "Hey, I need to replace this or that on the exterior of our home," what would be the options that you would tell that builder or homeowner?
Sure, as a sales professional, a long time ago and in a faraway place, I was coached to ask the customer, what are you building today? So, or what's the application? Because that's the first thing that helps us supply them with the right product. A lot of times we do get a list of material and they say to ship it, and we really don't know what it's for. So, we do try to coach our customer, educate them and inform them, with on what we do carry and what what the best application is for it. So I would say, you know, that's the first thing I would ask. And then, you know, when you find that out, you know, everything we carry that's treated is ground contact. You mentioned some changes in the past. At one time there was a combination of an above ground treatment and ground contact. And again, we only carry ground contact now. So that doesn't mean that, you know, once you install whatever you install, it's going to be good forever. It's still wood. It does need to be maintained. Another more questions to ask the builder is, you know, what's the sun exposure to this area of the home that you're putting this on? For example, this is for me, my personal house. I've had to replace my exterior front stairs, you know, the deck boards on them, and that's because I get an afternoon sun exposure. So, you know, we live in this, in Charleston, it's hot and cold and it's wet and dry. And especially in the summer, you know, it just gets pounded with that high heat and rain as well. And that's the best way to kind of tear it up. But anyways, you know, we try to just ask a lot of questions and push them in the right direction. We do carry, again, I mentioned earlier, we carry treated wet. We carry kiln dried material. Treated wet is supposed to, by the book, you're supposed to wait till it's dry to paint or stain it. Kiln dried has been dried from our manufacturer, and it's paint and stain ready. And then, you know, we also carry an in-house product called Boss. Boss is treated and has a primer on it, like as in a paint primer. So you're giving yourself, again, depending on the project, depending on the application, if you're buying Boss, you're giving yourself the most protection and longevity as you possibly can for said product or, you know, project.
Where does the name Boss come from?
You know, I'm not sure. It was coined here, I'd say, sometime in the past maybe 10 or so years, but I'm not sure where it came from. I've only been here 7 of those.
Okay. So if you went to a different lumber yard besides Buck and asked for Boss wood, they might look at you funny, right? That's a proprietary pressure treated product specific to Buck Lumber selling.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're asking for Nikes at one lumber yard and Reeboks at another lumber yard and, you know, Adidas at another, still shoes. So there's other, the other lumber yards may or may not have a similar product, but, you know, ours is, you know, again, it's treated and it's made from super select See and Better. In other words, it's the best looking piece of lumber that you can, you know, that we can buy, or that our vendor can go out on the market and buy, that Southern Pine. And then it's scant 3 sides to get a nice clean sharp edge, and then it's run through the primer. So that, you know, it's a nice board, and that's a little more about Boss.
Yeah. And if I'm not mistaken, the lumber is before it is primed here in the Charleston area from Carolina Machine Finishing. You folks, it's the brand on that lumber is it Yellowwood? Because that's something
that's correct. Yes, you know, our partner is Great Southern, and you may know it as Yellowwood. From you may have seen billboards where you see a guy in a yellow cowboy hat. That's the yellow fella. I think it's actually the owner of the company, but Yellowwood is our partner, and that's who we buy all of our treated, you know, all those products that I just named and listed, including marine products that are, you know, used to make docks and retaining walls. That all comes from Great Southern, mm-hmm. Which is Yellowwood.
You know, you're more familiar with this than I am, but the material, the cost of the materials typically
is you know, that's one piece of the pie that you're spending when you're doing a project on the exterior of your home. But the labor portion, the cost to hire the contractor, that's usually a lot higher than the material cost. And so if you have to replace that lumber in however long, 15, 20 years, you're going to have to pay a contractor to install it all over again. So it seems to me, and you can confirm this or not, but it seems to me the best thing to do is to buy the best quality material for if you're doing a project on the exterior of your home. That's going to last the longest. And from my conversations with Rick Jackson with Carolina Machine Finishing, he tells me that by priming that pressure treated lumber with oil based primer, that extends the life even more than just if you were to buy the pressure treated lumber on your own and then, you know, paint or stain it at some point in the future.
That's correct. Yeah. So when we buy it from CMF, they're going to seal it six sides, which means, you know, front, back sides and the end pieces. So you're extending the life of the material you're putting on right away. And a lot of our customers even go so far as to, when they make cuts, they spray prime on the end cuts, you know, which is great practice as well. But again, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, a big piece of the pie here is, you know, it's wood and it does require maintenance. So, to expect for it to last forever is probably not the best idea. You know, you need to maintain it. You need to repaint it or restain it and take care of it just like you would anything else.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You buy a car, you want a clean car, you got to take it to the car wash, you know.
Besides pressure treated materials that Buck Lumber and Building Supply sells to homeowners and builders, you folks Ipay is very popular, and I think you mentioned Garapa. What are those two types of materials and how do they compare to a pressure treated material?
Sure. So Ipay and Garapa are Brazilian hardwoods that are sustainably harvested from Brazil. So we do import them and buy them from, you know, brokers here along the port. And, you know, Ipay is a little more dense than Garapa. And what that translates to for the common, you know, homeowner is, the Ipay will move less, over time and probably weather better or last longer, if you will, versus a Garapa. Garapa is still a perfectly fine decking product. I'd have no problems putting it on my house at all. It's still incredibly dense, and both of them patina or turn gray. After you install them, if you don't maintain them, or oil them. How they both compare to a treated, whether it's a treated wet or a kiln dried is, you know, first things first, they're just incredibly, like, way more dense. And again, therefore will move less, with hot and cold, with wet and dry. They're definitely, Ipay is the premium in our marketplace. It's probably the most expensive, and there's times when you can't get the links you want because it's a little bit harder to get. But and along that same vein, we do carry some composite, which is AZEK TimberTech. So again, if you are a homeowner or a builder and you're looking for longevity, if you have a client, or if you don't want to maintain something, AZEK TimberTech decking is definitely the way to go. We have two colors. We have slate gray and coastline. You can get a ton of different colors in addition to that. The coastline looks like the gray that Ipay turns into, so it's a really popular product, and that's why we brought it into stock. But again, those are composites. they're going to outlive all of us. So as long as they're installed properly, you know, the wood frame that's under it will rot way longer, way further ahead of the PVC composite decking that you're installing on top of it. Another good practice that I would say, just because we're talking about decking, is, you know, Yellowwood has come out with a tape that you can put over your joists. And so when you fasten your deck board into the joist, this is a self-healing tape that wraps around the fastener. And it, and when you penetrate the tape and you penetrate into the joist, it wraps it up tight so that it, you're extending the life of the joist below it. And it's a no-brainer with regard to price, because all you're doing is just lapping it over. It's like a 2-inch or a 3-inch tape. So again, it's all about, you know, kind of extending the life of what of your investment, really. You know, you're investing in a deck. Okay, well, you know, you want to get a good deck board, or a better deck board, or a best deck board. And then do you want to protect your joists or framing under it?
Right. I've bought pressure treated lumber at some of the big box stores in town, and is it my imagination, because I'm getting ready to replace the exterior stairs on my front porch, and the decking material just has not held up. And when I bought it, I noticed there were a lot of knots and different things like that. Some of the decking boards were wet and heavy. Others were dry and light. I have since, I guess, learned that you really need to buy the best material possible. And you're not, is it my imagination, or you're not really going to find that quality, the best materials at those big box stores versus an independent lumber yard like Buck Lumber and Building Supply?
Right. You know, honestly, I can't speak to what they stock. I'm not sure. I would assume it is probably a little lesser grade, because it is a little bit more price driven over there. We're going to have, like, our number two wet, I believe, is a premium board, which means, you know, kind of loosely translated means pretty. And so would our kiln dried board. And I kind of spoke to Boss earlier. So, you know, we carry products that are going to be a little more attractive, at least, you know, we'd like to think.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, how can folks get more information about Buck Lumber and Building Supply?
Well, you can go to our website, bucklumber.com. You know, our information for the counter sales is on there. If you needed to call in or email our info, it is managed. And, you know, we do have an Instagram, and we post occasionally. A lot of times our customers share their products and make it to where we can, share information on their projects so that we can share that on our Instagram. So we're out there. We do have a social media presence as well.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Taylor Kemp with Buck Lumber and Building Supply. Thanks so much, Taylor.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured on today's show, or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Please tune in again next weekend.